We recently came across an article in the Washington Post called 40 Comedies from the Past 40 Years That Changed the Way We Talk. The author listed a lot of examples of famous lines from movie comedies, from Airplane to Bridesmaids, that have become so common in our daily conversation we might forget that they actually came from movies in the first place. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is there a movie line, a catchphrase maybe, that's part of your conversation or your joking conversation with your friends? What's your all-time favorite movie line? Has a line seeped into the way you or someone you know talks? Or maybe you're annoyed by someone who's always quoting movies. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We put together a supercut of some of the movie lines mentioned in the article. See if you can recognize them.
Shirley, there must be something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can. And stop calling me Shirley.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11.
Bueller. Bueller.
I'll have what she's having.
All right, all right, all right.
All righty then.
I'm outing. Ugh, as if.
Hello.
Whatever.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Show me the money.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
I'm the dude.
And one time, at band camp...
All you gotta do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
It's nice.
Great success.
Ready to party!
That escalated quickly.
Rachel Vasquez joins me with more movie lines. She's a producer here on Central Time. Rachel, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Rob.
So do you have this maybe in your circle of friends, your families, where there are a couple of lines that keep coming up again and again?
I would say definitely in my family. My mom, Terry Vasquez, is a known frequenter of the Home Shopping Network, and so she... constantly has packages delivered, and because of that, my dad often relies on one from Miracle on 34th Street, which from his version is, there's a lot of bad isms in this world, but the worst is commercialism.
Here's a listen to the original.
That's what I've been fighting against for years, the way they commercialize Christmas.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around this world, but one of the worst is commercialism.
Does he say it like that, commercialism?
He does. He says,
excellent.
The waste.
That's great. And you've got one from Elf, too, right? Let's pull that one up. What is we got it? All right, here it is.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
And this is one you use?
It's my favorite. If you are around me at any point within 2 months before or after the holiday season, I am saying goodbye to you like this.
Well, let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Leonard is with us in Rice Lake. Leonard, hi.
Hi.
What line do you have for us?
Jack Nicholson's line from the movie As Good As It Gets.
What's the line?
So crazy somewhere else. We're all stocked up here.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. I heard you were going to say something about Jack Nicholson. Of course, I thought, here's Johnny from The Shining. But that's a pretty good one. And Leonard, is this one that you say to people in your daily life?
Yeah, it's kind of a standard reply with to crazy and unusual requests that people throw at me.
Sounds good. Leonard, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Let's go to another caller now. Darren with us in Green Bay. Darren, hi.
Yeah, hi. I don't know the specific movie, but it's a Chevy Chase line, and I use it pretty well all the time, but something along the lines of the, like, I would never call you that. And then you followed up with, as far as you know.
That, I think that's going to be from Fletch. Could that be it, Darren?
Yep, I believe it was. It was Fletch or Fletch Lives. I couldn't remember which.
Okay, yeah, that's strangely quotable. I don't know if I'd enjoy that going back and watching it 20 years later, but that one, Chevy Chase has a lot of quotable lines. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Darren. Now, is this something, Rachel, like, you don't drop movie lines around the office, I'll say that I've heard.
I don't. It personally annoys me a little bit, but I do have a fondness for when my dad or friends do it. So okay. Some people can pull it off. You can pull it off, Rob. You do it all all the time.
So me and your dad. So is this kind of a hashtag dad humor sort of thing?
It might be a dad thing.
I think it kind of is. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We're taking your movie lines that you quote on a date, well, maybe not on a daily basis, but in your, you know, day-to-day life, something that's become part of your vocabulary. We'll go to Cindy now in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. If you build it, they will come.
That's, yeah, and that's Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Couldn't think of the name there for a second. And you, this is one that you say?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is this one that you say in your daily life?
Well, I don't know if I say it daily, but I do use it quite regularly.
Like, give us an example, a context where you might say that.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of groups that are kind of creative, so I, you know, if we come up with some creative idea, maybe don't say if you build it, but if we do that, they will come, or, you know what I mean, something
awesome.
To that effect.
So, I love it, Cindy. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that one. Here's one, you know, from a movie I haven't actually ever seen in its entirety, Jerry Maguire. We heard a different clip from it earlier. Here's another one.
You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
And I like to use a version of you had me at hello, but like with a really long convoluted thing. Like the example I gave was you had me at, I brought a box of donuts and we have your favorite cream filled ones in them. Like the entire statement. That's my common usage of that one.
I can attest to that.
Oh my God.
Listeners.
It is all bad humor. Maybe I should say less about myself. Back to your calls. Larry is with us in Eau Claire. Larry, hi.
Hi there. I think I remember the movie now. I think it was either Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, or it was some line, but it was, now that's going to leave a mark. And my four-year-old just said it to her twin sister not more than a day or two ago.
I feel like that's in Spaceballs, and it's John Candy when he's jumping up to get out of his chair, but the seatbelt is still on. Could that be it?
Oh, I don't remember specifically what movie it was.
Like maybe it's in multiple movies, too. So that's going to leave a mark. And your four-year-old twins are on that one already.
Yep. They've heard me say it. So,
Larry, thanks a lot. So, Rachel, are you going to go watching for these now or at least try to integrate some into your vocabulary?
You know, I'm not sure if I'll try to do that myself.
Now, are you a movie buff? I don't even know this about you.
I would not consider myself a movie buff. I actually get teased more of for forgetting movie names and and actors and actresses. So definitely not.
Thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Ron and Weyerhaeuser. Ron, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, what line did you want to share?
Well, my line's from Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman.
Uh-huh.
And it's, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, it almost had to be that one from Cool Hand Luke.
Yep.
And boy, and that comes up, that you could use probably just about every day if you communicate with people or try to communicate with people on a regular basis, right?
Exactly. It comes up oftentimes in a meeting. I use it once in a while in meetings. But.
And depending on the age of your coworkers, do you get a lot of blank stares?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, it is generational.
Well, you keep plugging away, Ron, and maybe share a copy or tell them to stream it, I guess. Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Michael in Milwaukee. Michael, hi.
Hi there. How you doing today?
Good. What line do you have for us?
Well, I got two for you. My personal favorite of all time, I unfortunately don't get to use it that often, is leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd work that into a daily conversation too much.
Try as I might, I just can't
you
do it.
You need a really specific
setup.
One that
setup. I do probably once a week, I work in from grumpy old men, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which fills up first.
That's a little more usable in daily conversation. Michael, thanks for that call. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Looking at your favorite movie lines, ones you quote in everyday life. Here's a movie that I think gets quoted a lot, Princess Bride.
Got very good arms.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
And that I see that quoted on Twitter a lot, actually, in a political conversation. Princess Bride, have you seen that, Rachel?
I have seen it. It's also, that quote is a favorite of Jeffrey Vasquez as well.
Okay.
My favorite from that movie is, as you wish.
And do you, I mean, again, when we say, hey, Rachel, can you do blank here? I never hear you say that.
No, I don't. Maybe
that's probably
I can
okay.
start
nah,
if you want.
No, I think that's okay. back to your calls now. Rana with us in Rice Lake. Hi, Rana.
Hi.
What do you got for
I
us?
I hope I got a good one. I'm a teacher, and when a student does something kind of silly, I'll look at him and say, "You're killing me, Smalls." And I don't know what that's from, but it works pretty well for me.
The Sandlot. Yeah, Sandlot. That's right. I was blocking on the name. We just talked about that movie the other day because a lot of the Brewers did a reenactment of a scene from Sandlot. I think that line might have been in there.
I think it was, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that one. Stephanie is with us now in Belleville. Stephanie, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to share with us?
Bueller. Bueller.
Okay, now how do you work? How does that come up in your conversations? If somebody's not listening?
Whenever I'm in a group setting and I'm looking for a response, I'll throw that out there. It's definitely a generational thing, though. I used it with a group of middle schoolers, and they looked at me like I was nuts. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, you've never seen Steelers Day Off.
And my kids have seen that, though, when they're just a bit older than middle school now, but they would get that. But, yeah, a lot of blank stares. This is pretty generational. That article we mentioned covered 40 years of movies. Have you seen all the ones, Rachel, that your dad drops?
No, definitely not. There's a big generation gap for me and my dad, and I would say even for some of the lines that you trot out every now and then, Rob.
Well, I'll try to give context. That's part of my job here. Rachel, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And thanks for all your calls. Thanks to Carl Christensen for pulling a lot more audio than we ended up using. That was Rachel Vasquez, producer for Central Time. We've been talking about famous movie lines that have changed the way we talk. Hey, don't worry, you can keep sharing yours. These are pretty punchy. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR.